017. Sunday night, Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura. Zion. Fill it. He's talking about the hand now. Yoniach tefillin, you still could put on tefillin. Ki mokum yesh bezroel, yoniach take tefillin. He's talking about going up and down. He's not talking about back and forth this way. He's talking about there's plenty of room on the bosar tefuach to put two pairs of tefillin, even with, according to his shita, which is that it's only half the basar tefuach, at least l'chatchila, from the midpoint on down to the elbow, not to the elbow, but towards the elbow, the basar tefuach. There's still places for two pairs of tefillin. They must have had rather small tefillin. There's place for two tefillin. You can get a small pair, you can fit it on. Ki'etzim ha'somach l'beis ha'shechi, that whole muscle, from halfway down till the elbow. Koshkin, if you hold like the grub, that even the chatchila, you can go above the midpoint in the basar tefuach. So there's certainly plenty of place, and that's indeed what you should do if you have a makah in the whole area and you can't put on tefillin there. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Tes. Rotsalomar, Machaber means to say, when he says you can put from the middle of the muscle down to the elbow, he doesn't mean all the way down to the elbow. The last stretch right before the elbow is flat. Can't put your tefillin there. You can't even have part of your tefillin there. You have to be very careful that none of the titura is the box that's under the bias in which the parashios are. That's called the titura or the ketzitza. Akoponim. So he means b'boser ha'tefuach asher letzar ha'kovdo v'lo ar ha'kovdo mamash, but not mamash until the elbow, because you have to do it where the boser rises. In the stashit ha'maka b'chol ha'poser ha'tefuach asher letzar ha'kovdo, if the maka is in the whole area, so then you chalis b'chol das ha'makilin, which includes the grog rather, The top half of the basar tefuach, the half of the basar tefuach that's closer to the armpit. He doesn't say about making a bracha. When he said the place, what about a bracha? Mashma, you could make a bracha there too. He would let you make a bracha there, the Mishnah Berurah. If you're being samech on that sheet, you can make a bracha there also. The mamaka gedola, and if he has all over a maka in that whole area, ubetzar banochas tefillin, he can't put on tefillin. By the way, we know, you might have heard or you might remember that mitzar is potter min asukah, because it's not teishu came to duru, because you have to live in a sukkah the way you would live in your house. So if you're mitzvah, you would move out of your house, presumably, it's talking about, so you're potter from sukkah also. But mitzvah is not potter from other mitzvahs. So what does the Mishnah Berurah here mean? Mitzvah is potter from a tefillin. If he's mitzvah, the Torah says, we're going to learn later, that tefillin needs a certain degree of concentration. You can't be Mesiach Das when you're tefillin. You're always supposed to be aware of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. So if someone's mitzvah and his mind's on other things and he's in pain, so he doesn't have the proper frame of mind for the tefillin, so that's the pture mitzvah by tefillin. Again, mitzvah is chayav in all mitzvahs. Sukkot is a pture of teishu kein toduru, and by tefillin it's because it leads to Hesach Das. Like you're in pain, you're like, that's all that's on your mind. You don't have in mind that you're wearing tefillin. So that's the tour. We'll learn about it later. I'm just saying it because, in case you're not sleeping and you realize that the Mishnah Berurah says mitzvah is potter from tefillin, and you're wondering why. Since when is mitzvah potter from a mitzvah? The only other example we have is by sukkah. So that's why I explained it to you, but we'll have it later on, the exact gedorim of that. If he's mitzvah, even if he has the technical, physical place to put on the tefillin, but he's mitzvah, so he's part of Yoniach Shel Rosh Levad. He should just put on the Shel Rosh, as we learned before, Kedaliel B'Simon Chavov Ayin Shom, Mayin Mashik Asabnu B'Sit Hei, Sitkot Yud Ches. You could put maybe a smart upon it, a bandage, and be Simach on the Rajbo Shikto, in Sifhei, that the Eved, you could do that, although it wouldn't gain you the bracha. You can do it on a bandage, but it doesn't gain you the bracha, because we don't make a bracha when we're relying on the Rajba, that possibly it's okay, but we're not going to make a bracha. That's what we learned in Sifhei. So here also, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention putting it on a bandage, but it would definitely be the same thing, that the Rajba would okay it. The Rajba would okay it, but you wouldn't make a bracha on it. You'd only make a bracha on the other tefillah. Okay, let's continue. Sif Ches. Orech Ritzua Shel Yod. We're moving along. How long does the Ritzua Shel Yod have to be? So it's interesting. The part of the tefillin that you tie on, that's as important as you can get. That's the kesher. That's Ukshartam Liyos Al Yodecha. You don't just put tefillin on your body. You have to tie it on your body. The kesher is the way it is. That's the kesher. That's how it's tied onto your body. We're going to have now that the krichos, what you put on your middle finger, is based on a gemara. The krichos on the arm doesn't say anywhere. You have to put krichos on your arm. You put it on, theoretically, and you could, if it'll stay put, it'll stay put. If it won't stay put without the krichos on your arm, well, that's where it's from. But really, the source of halacha, of putting krichos on your arm, is the weakest of all the other. Obviously, it's weaker than the kshira of the tefillin itself, but it's even weaker than the middle finger. Let's learn. No, I mean you're going to do it the way your tefillin are made. Basically, if you're Ashkenaz tefillin or Sfarad tefillin, or if you're a lefty or a righty, but it doesn't matter. I mean, different minhagim sprung up over the davis. I mean, it was always done. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm just saying, in pecking order of a halachic backing, it probably has the less source, the least source. Orech Ritzua Shel Yod. That's why you look at how long the Ritzua has to be. You'll see they don't count the krichos on the hand. Kidei Shetaka for the Zroa to go around the arm, the Yikshim Emenu HaKesher, and you're tying it on, the Timotach, and then stretches out like in a line until Etzba Emsois, till the end of the Etzba Emsois. That's how long it should be. What do you do with it? V'yichroch mimena letzbo shlosha krichos. The yikshar, the nagin olam, likroch al zroa shisha or shiva krichos, 6 or 7 times on the arm, what we call the arm. Agad ein likroch haritzu ala titura de lechaz kala yod, which some minhagim do, but the Ramah frowns upon it, not to put the ritzua on the titura. First of all, it's unnecessary. Second of all, it has less of a kedusha than the titura. And if that's your minig, so you should do it, but you should ask a question if you should continue doing it. Maybe it's, you have to know how the minig started, you have to know if your fathers do it, if that's your minig. It's enough to ask a shaila now, because the Ramah says it shouldn't be done. What? The ritzua is the strap. If you're going like that, you're tying it on, then you're going like that, or like that, whichever the case may be. So some have the minig, I think tell the Babich, and I don't know, some have the minig that they tie it on the titura to further hold it onto the body. So there are more frowns upon that. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalosh HaKrichos, Shnayim B'Perek HaTachton, 2 over here, under the knuckle, we'll call this the knuckle, so under the knuckle. Echad the Perakam Tsoi, and 1 over here, this is called the Perakam Tsoi, because it was like you know, you have this part of the finger, and this part of the finger, and this part of the finger. So, two over here, and one here. The A showman that first you put the one here, and then you put the two there. And then there's all sorts of shitas how to do it. If someone taught you how to put on tefillin, just do it the way you were taught. There's different menhagim. Not all the menhagim the Mishnah Berurah brings down. There's other menhagim besides the Mishnah Berurah brings down. I mean, he only brings down in the order of putting it on, but two here and one here. He just, different menhagim about the order. But also nakrichos yasa achra anocha shel rosh, as we do. That's called the tabas of kiddushin. That's a special symbolism in the kshira around the finger. That's why we say veirastachli v'yoylom and those psukim. This is alpi kabbalah. It's a stronger, more intense kesher between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like a kala has a ring on her finger to show that she belongs to someone, so to speak, that she's someone's kala, or a kiddushin ring to show that she's married to someone. So this also is like a ring, because remember, you're supposed to walk around with the tefillin a whole day. So this is like a ring, like a lady, a married lady walks around with her ring. So we walk around with our ring that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So remember, you're supposed to walk around with tefillin a whole day, ideally. That's the way it's supposed to be worn. We don't do it because we can't, but that's the idea. So you're walking around like a married lady walks around with a ring. We walk around with that. Oh, Shiva, six or seven times. No, Nagin and Shiva. Okay, you know. There's also a shaila if you count the halves. In other words, there's a half here, then there's a half here. So besides the question of six or seven, but then there's a question, some say a half and six and a half. And some do a half and seven and a half. I don't know what you do. I don't want to say there's different menhagim. I think, I'm not going to say.
Does anyone do a half and five and a half?
Does anybody do a half, five and a half? You could, because the Mishnah Berurah says, some say six, some say seven. That's the Mishnah Berurah. I'm telling you, some say you count the heads, some say you don't count the heads. So if you combine six and you count the heads, so you would do a half and five and a half. I don't know what to tell you. You do whatever you mean again. It doesn't matter. What? You got me there. I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing of it. So I didn't do eight? What, a half, seven and a half? Or a half, eight and a half? I don't know. Take a look tomorrow. Maybe they're doing a half, seven and a half. I don't know. What do I do? I do a half, seven and a half. That's what I do. I do what my father told me to do. That's all. I follow orders. Hagah! Okay, well, we learned that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. By Mishari Chuba Shemazik Dame Lassus Elo Azayan Krichos Rakal Hazroa Loki Tsashinogam Lassus Gimel Krichos Ala Kiboiris the Dalar Ala Azroa. We had that before. Some make three and four, and then those three end up under the tefillin. So that's a problem of Chatzitza. Maybe not, maybe Mimbamino in a Chotzitz, but the Mishnah Berurah frowns upon it and says you shouldn't do it. So he doesn't like the Ritzuas on top of the tefillin. He doesn't like the Ritzuas under the tefillin. Just make the Kesher and go on to your own. Unless your minig's different, just check, ask a Shaila and check if your minig's different. Make sure you're not doing something by mistake. Ve'ein lichro, you don't put it on your finger before the, you don't put on the Ritzua on top of the Titura. Shekvar neskayim ukshartam. You did the kshatim b'ritzua shalom avarta. You tied it to your hand with the ritzua that's going through the mavarta, right? Going through the tefillin. Uchmo b'tefillin shalosh, just like the tefillin shalosh, shatoloi b'ritzua shabatoch ha-mavarta, that it's connected to your head through the ritzua that's going through the mavarta, right? That's how it connects to your head. So here also, it connects with the ritzua that's going through the mavarta. So we can't even call the kricha mitzvah. I mean, someone might speculate that if not for the krichas around the hand, it's going to come loose. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. If it will, then it's certainly part of the mitzvah charta. Mishnah Berurah obviously felt it wouldn't. He says it's not part of the mitzvah. it's wrong to put it on the titura. Sheyesh bo kedusha yosem min haritzua. Since it's unnecessary, so you have no right to put it on top of the, for an unnecessary gesture, you have no right to put something with a lesser kedusha on top of something with a greater degree of kedusha. You're fulfilling the tying of the tefillin to your body with the ritzua that's going through the mavarta, and that first kesher over there. That's not a kshartum. That's an inyan of the Kabbalah. It's like the Tabaz Kiddusha. But the kshartum, again, you could say the mitzvah of tefillin is to place it on your body. You know, and if it falls off, it's your problem. But and the tying is not part of the mitzvah. The chiddush is no. The mitzvah is to tie it on securely to your body. Now, we're fulfilling that, the Mishnah Berurah says, just with that. You don't need this. Now, if you would tell me you do need it, you took a survey, you did a study, and you saw that if people wouldn't do that, it would slip out and it would fall, even if you had it on you, wrapped around here. I mean, you have to wrap it around somewhere, or else for sure it's going to come off if you just let it all hang down. But we're talking about you're wrapping it around your middle finger. So it is wrapped. So it's just holding tight. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says around the arm is not even a mitzvah. It's a minute. That's the mitzvah. Yeah. I don't know. I would say once you've done that and put the ritzua somewhere that it'll hold. Even if you do that, if you would leave go, it's going to come loose. You have to put the ritzua somewhere. You have to like tie it around somewhere. Put it in your pocket. It's not going to work. Okay. Many people put on the tefillin shalosh before they tie it around their hands. Since tying it around the hand is not part of the mitzvah, so they feel, hey, it's too much of a hefsek. So they put on the shalosh and then they go back and tie it around the hand. So they have a shtickle problem because then it's hanging loose because they didn't put it on their finger before the shel rosh. They're letting it hang loose, so that is a danger. The shel yad's going to just come out of place, right? So he says those people, some say then it's alright at that point in time to put the ritzua on the titura, because at that point in time that's the ukshartum, that's what's holding the tefillin to the body, so that's okay to do even if it's on top of the tefillin. That's what he says. Yei shomrim, some say, the yochol lichroch haritzua la katzitza, that you could put the ritzua on top of the katzitza, shalom tomush tefillah shal yad mimakoma, ad sheyaneach hashalosh, that the tefillah shal yad shouldn't come out of its place. V'achar kach yisivano, then he takes it off, the yichroch hashiva krichos around the arm. Umi shebote yod of tzaros, Misha bought the yod of tzaros. He has thin hands. Someone just asked me that shiloh yesterday. Who asked that to me? Someone asked me shiloh. He has very thin hands. Where's the shiloh? Someone has very thin hands. But tefillin nodim in mekomim al yedei zeh, and his tefillin always move out of place. Oh, he asked me. Your son asked me. He told me he has like amazingly thin hands. And he doesn't know what to do about his tefillin. He feels like he's cutting off the circulation. He makes it mamish super duper tight. The Mishnah Berurah says some people could, perhaps even should, put the ritzua on top of the titura to hold it in place, because it's always slipping down. So that's his answer. Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's, I don't know if it's Chabad. I'm not 100% sure. Chabad either puts it on top or on the bottom. I'm not sure. Anyway, she says that's legitimate. And that's a slurry thing. That's what he said before. He only said it's illegitimate if it doesn't fulfill ukshartum. But if it fulfills ukshartum, then about it, you can do it. Okay, we'll stop here.